Well, good afternoon again, everybody. Thank you for giving a few moments of your time just to share with us as we consider some truths in the Word of God together. Over the last few devotionals, we've been thinking about the great hymn that was written by Oswald J. Smith of Canada. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory, for all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. And we've been tracing the footsteps of our Saviour through the Gospels, thinking about people that the Saviour came to. We noticed in Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, that he comes to the sinful, the man of the Gadarenes. We noticed in Mark, chapter 10, that he comes to the needful, people like Bartimaeus. We noticed in Matthew, chapter 14, that he comes to the fearful, people like the disciples and the Sea of Galilee in the midst of the storm. We noticed in John 11 that he comes to the tearful, people like Mary and Martha who had been bereaved and their hearts were broken. And then we come today to the Gospel of John once again. This time it's chapter 20. And we're going to notice how he comes to the faithful. Mary Magdalene is a wonderful example in the Bible of faithfulness. What a woman of God she was. We read something about her life in Luke's Gospel, chapter 8. In verse 2, we see what she was like before she met the Saviour. The Bible says that she was possessed with seven devils. This woman's life was ruined and wrecked and destroyed. She was possessed. She was unclean inside. The enemy had come into her soul like a flood. Evidently, she had opened doors and gates in her life that gave demonic spirits legal access to possess her soul. And yet, whenever she met the Saviour, everything changed. So we see what she was before she met the Lord. She was possessed of seven devils. And then in the very next verse, Luke chapter 8, verse 3, we see what she was like just after she met the Lord. The Bible says that she ministered unto him out of her substance. That is, she served him out of her own means. And she wasn't afraid to give to the Lord and to his work and to his cause. She wasn't afraid to sacrifice her own well-being and sacrifice her own material possessions for the glory of God and for the good of her Saviour. And the lovely thing about Mary Magdalene, if you carefully read the Gospel accounts, Mary was one of the ladies who was there at the cross. She was with the Saviour from her conversion right up until his crucifixion and death upon the cross. We might say that she was the last one at the cross. But in John chapter 20, we read that she was the first one at the tomb. She was steadfast. She was faithful. She was full of devotion, even whenever it seemed as if everything was hopeless and all hope had gone. And she arrived at the tomb first thing in the morning. And it says in John chapter 20 and verse 14, when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? And she doesn't recognize him immediately. And she pours out her heart to this stranger, to this gardener that she thought that he was. And all of a sudden, whenever the Lord listened to her, and whenever the Lord spoke to her again, he simply said one word in verse number 16, Mary. He knew her name. He knew how she felt. He saw the tears. He saw far beyond the tears and saw right into her heart and just uttered that one word, Mary. And then she uttered one word, Rabboni. That is to say, Master. What a lovely picture it is. A woman of great faithfulness. Faithful whenever very few others were faithful. The Bible says in John 6 and verse 66 that many of his disciples walk no longer with him. We read about the 12 fleeing from him in the Garden of Gethsemane. But Mary was there in faithfulness at the cross. First at the tomb. First to see the risen Christ. First to hear his words. First to hear his voice. First to see his face on that wonderful resurrection morning. She was faithful, and ultimately the Lord came to her and met her where she was. Jesus came. He came to her who was faithful. Some of you today are endeavouring to be faithful in difficult circumstances and situations. You might feel very much alone, but you're endeavouring to be faithful. The Bible says, "He that is forgiven much loveth much." And Mary had been forgiven so much, and every Christian has been. And let's endeavour to be faithful. God bless you today. Thank you for listening. And hopefully we will see you again next time round. Bye-bye.